Well, what goes up must go down and then must go up again. That's today's takeaway from the Dow. It's currently up about 460 points, just shy of 24,800, easing a steep global sell-off that saw the Dow plunge 1,175 points just yesterday. Now, okay, everyone, I want to be perfectly honest. I am actually not a huge fan of the second-by-second obsession that the media has with the stock market. So let's go deeper and talk about the underlying issues at play with our current bout against volatility. And joining us to do so is Evan Horowitz. He's the quick study columnist for the Boston Globe. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Magna. How are you?
Curmudgeonly.
I'm sorry to hear that. The Dow, you just said the stock market was up today.
Well, yeah, great. But yesterday it was down 1,100 points. I mean, what's actually going on here? What's driving this insane roller coaster?
So that's actually two questions. It's a question about what's driving it this week. That is, why are we in a roller coaster now? But also, why is it happening at all? Because right. They're actually two separate questions. It could be, well, let's start with why it's happening this week. But if it didn't happen this week, it would have happened a month from now, 2 months from now, last month.
Do you mean the stock market cannot defy gravity forever, Evan?
Particularly when it's overvalued and stock prices have hit levels that they have never been able to sustain, not going back 100 years. So a correction was out there. It was going to happen. Why it happened this particular week or last particular week has to do with, well, some new Fed chair. Has to do with the fact that wages are up. And believe it or not, Wall Street doesn't love it when wages are up because it means companies have to pay their workers more and they get to keep less in profits.
No, so let's talk about that more because I think it's really, really important that there is this fundamental disconnect between what's happening on the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ or whatever and what's happening on Main Street. So it's a good thing that wages are up. There was this report, right, of jobs report on Friday, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
From Main Street's perspective, the stock market is crashing for all the right reasons. Because wages are going up and because there might actually be some inflation ahead.
Healthy inflation.
A little bit of inflation would not be a bad thing. And a lot of wage growth would be a really good thing. It's just not great on Wall Street because, as I say, they prefer corporate profits to take-home earnings. Remember, that's what the markets are all about. They're not about how strong the economy is. They're bets on future corporate profits. So if you think corporate profits are going up, even if the rest of the economy tanks, that's good news on Wall Street. And right now what we have is good news for the economy that isn't great news for profits.
Okay, so that's one of the major things that drove this three or four day
sell-off
that we were
seeing. Well, that's one of the main things that triggered it now. That's one of the reasons we're having it now. But as I say, we were going to have this.
Okay.
The stock market has been going up and up and up. And just to give a sense, there is this sort of well-respected measure of stock valuations. Price to earnings.
Schiller PE.
Yeah, there you go.
You're a man
it's
after
simple.
My own
it's
heart.
Simple, though. You know, it's straightforward. What are the stock prices? How does that compare to earnings over the last 10
years? It's at 32.6 right now.
Yes.
I'm looking at it right now.
The historical average is about 15. So 32.6 is a crazy valuation for the S&P. And the last time we had a valuation anywhere near that was, 1999.
Yeah.
Right before the dot-com bust.
What happened then? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right. The dot-com bust.
Wait, just a second. Yeah. I think I talked over you, and sorry that I did that. But when you explained like the fundamentals of what the P.E. ratio says, so it's like for every dollar of price, there's so much of an in earnings.
So it's price per share. That's what you see. Yep. When you look at share prices, price per share divided by total earnings per share. Yep. So what your prices are like compared to total earnings.
So what you're paying for versus what you get out of it.
Versus what the companies are getting out of it. And as I say, the long-term average is about 15. And we're over twice that, or we were at the end of December. We're at, mid-January. So a correction was out there to happen.
Are we in irrational exuberance territory here?
I think the market was close to irrational exuberance. And there are lots of people on Wall Street saying, thank God the correction is happening now.
Well,
thank God we can contain it. And then we can get back to fundamentals and investment strategies that we believe in.
I'm going to continue my curmudgeonly streak here for a second because I've been grumbling all day about how the media covered for the past couple of days, but specifically yesterday when they talked about the 1,100-point drop as the greatest in history. In the sheer raw numbers term, it was, but it was 4.6%, right? We've seen more than that.
It was just the 100th worst day in history. Not even close to the worst day in history. There were 99 worst days for the Dow in the last century. So yes, 4.6% is a bad day. 23% drop, that's your record.
Yeah.
That's what happened on Black Monday in 1987. When that happens, panic.
Yeah.
But a 4.6% drop, that's the kind of thing you should see once a year, once every couple of years. It's pretty common.
Yeah. So, I mean, point being that if we have to have a correction, which eventually we always do, maybe this is the kind of correction you want, a little sideways rather than precipitous.
Rather than letting the bubble inflate and carry with it some other asset class that is more dangerous. And then when it pops, the whole thing comes crashing down. Yes, it's nice to get fundamentals back in line. And I think there's an argument to be made that that's what's happening, or at least that's the first step. I still think even after, I mean, went up today, right? The Dow and the S&P.
Yeah.
So no, we are not back to reasonable levels of the price-to-earnings ratio.
Okay.
But it's less overvalued than it was last week.
No, we have, for those people, okay, by the way, right now, as of this second, at 356.59, it's up 527 points.
Okay.
But for the people who I don't blame them because of the, I just don't blame them because lots of people have their 401ks in the market. And they, you know, they might be looking at this volatility and feeling like they're hyperventilating a little. But you wrote about how we got 30 seconds here to go to maybe everyone should just take a step back from the ledge and calm down because this happened in 2016 and nobody remembers.
Nobody remembers. We had a correction, slightly smaller, but a decent sized correction in 2016. Nobody remembers this. And in general, panic is the wrong thing to do. You know, if you are going to invest in the stock market, you have to ride this out. You have to get your money in and you have to keep it in until you really, really need it much, much later in your life.
Buy and hold. That's what Evan Horowitz says. He's the Boston Globe's Quick Study columnist and a Radio Boston regular. It is always great to have you, Evan.
It's fabulous to be here, Magna.
All right. Well, that's it for today. So calm down, everyone. It'll be all right. I'm Magna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.